Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here. And in this video, I wanted to just insert a quick video into this series that shows some directory reorganization that I'm doing inside the project. I like the idea of having a directory structure that supports the different logical areas of the application that I'm building. And there are a couple of things that I want to do to change the directory structure of the default template. So the first is, in the last video we generated this commerce entity data model. But as this application grows, it's likely that we're going to have more than one entity data model. So I thought I might create a folder that where I'll right-click, say new folder, and create a folder for data access. And then I'm just going to take the entity data model and drag it and drop it in there. Now, if we go back and look at the commerce_edm_designer.cs file, you'll note that these are created in the project namespace. Okay, we have the namespace here, My Tailspin Spyworks, which is the overall project namespace, and then data access. So if I go to build, the solution doesn't care that I've moved this into another directory because the resolution is namespace based. And what this means is that I can actually implement a real data access layer here consolidated inside my data access folder. The next thing that I want to do is I want to move my site.master page into my styles folder. And the reason that I want to do this is that although for now we're working with the one Tailspin Spyworks visual theme that we created, we might want to work on a solution at some point that allows us to make our application skinnable. And one of the things that we might want to do is provide some mechanism by which we can support skins that use different master pages to change the layout, the default layout of our application. So we'll get to that sort of sometime in the future. It's pretty easy to dynamically load a CSS file for your site. It's a little more difficult to dynamically load master pages, but it can be done. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move my site.master page into the default styles directory. Now, this is going to cause some breakage inside my application. So for example, if I go into my default.aspx page and look at the source, we're going to see that site.master is expected to be at the root of our solution. So I'm going to have to modify that to say styles. Now if I do that and I run the default.aspx page, I should be all set in resolving that master page. But we're also going to have to make this change in all of the other .aspx files that were created by the default ASP.NET Web Forms template. Momentarily this will come up. Now we can see we're working fine, but I'm also going to have to go in and look at this account section and open each one of these ASPX pages. So there are just four of them, and I'm going to insert our subdirectory structure for each of these. Save them all. Let's go back to our default.aspx page and run that. Oh, we want to change the about page as well. Now if we go ahead and run, we should be able to hop over to the about page or into the administration section and not have any issues. So, just have a little naming conflict there by default. If we go into the account section, we can see we're picking up the master page. So that just lets us do a little bit of reorganization from the default template to provide us with the directory structure that we're going to want to build on as we evolve the Tailspin Spyworks application. And I wanted to do this quick video to show that reorganization, so that it makes sense to you moving forward, that things just didn't auto-magically change for you, as well as to illustrate that there's a fair bit of flexibility in terms of the organizational dynamics of the solution that you're building. So if you choose to do things that are according to a different set of preferences, organizationally, you have the option of doing that in your solution. Thanks.